everybody. We are at the PDC here on Microsoft Campus 2010, Redmond, Washington. And now when most people think about the PDC, they think of the Professional Developers Conference. But we actually have quite a large student population, student demographic here today. And one of those students is sitting right next to me. His name is Michael Gillett. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, Michael, what brings you here to PDC?
PDC. Microsoft UK wanted me to cover the event and decided that they should send me out here to cover it.
Okay, so you're a blogger from the UK?
Yeah.
And what's your blog?
MyMicrosoftLife.com.
Okay, what sort of things have you blogged about here from the PDC?
I've covered the keynote from yesterday. I was live tweeting, and then I've written up an article about it. I've spoken about meeting various team leaders and other bloggers here, which has been pretty good.
Okay. And anything specifically about Windows Phone, Windows Phone 7?
Well, I got a Windows Phone 7 device, which I'm very happy about.
Nice, congratulations. Yes. I didn't get one.
No, Brandon's just taken it off me and given it back. They had to reflash the device. They'd give me the wrong thing, which I'm very excited about.
Nice. And speaking of Windows Phone 7, we've got a bunch of students here with us today who have actually developed apps for the Windows Phone 7. And have you gotten a chance to see any of those?
I have, yeah. They've shown me it.
Okay, and sort of thoughts, impressions?
They look pretty good. I'm going to be writing a blog post about them when
I
get back.
Great, and we'll make sure to link to that blog post. Let's go ahead and bring up the first app made by a student here at the PDC right now. All right, first up is Dennis Delamarski. Dennis, where are you from?
I'm from Kansas.
You're from Kansas?
Yes.
Nice, so I don't have to worry about whether or not you can speak English.
Yeah, exactly.
Great, so let's talk about how you got here.
Well, I'm a Microsoft Student Insider, so... Microsoft gave me an opportunity to visit PDC and the Microsoft campus and meet other students here. At the same time, get in touch with professionals at this conference.
Yeah.
Like, I found some people for Windows Phone 7, Windows, Internet Explorer. So it's a great opportunity for networking. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. And you are one of the students here that developed an app for Windows Phone 7. Now, how long did it take you to develop this app?
Well, I started this project probably like a couple of weeks ago. It's a Flickr API implementation for Windows Phone 7. So if you know what Flickr is.
I am familiar with Flickr.
Yes.
I love photographs.
Yes, exactly.
Of me.
So this application, it's a prototype. It's available in CodePlex. It's flickrwp.codeplex.com.
Okay.
So it basically implements most of the Flickr API calls. So the developers can access Flickr API directly from Windows Phone 7. And there are some specific aspects of this application, like asynchronous calls that should be implemented in web calls. So I implemented this library.
Excellent. And is this an original idea? What made you want to do this?
Well, initially I was just looking for a web API to put on Windows Phone 7. And then I figured that Flickr is something interesting. And it has working with like web streams, pictures, and you know, people who have a phone, they usually like take pictures and they want to share them. And a lot of people who own a Windows Phone 7 or plan to get one have a Flickr account.
Sure.
So why not make it shareable on Flickr?
Absolutely. Makes perfect sense. So how do people get this application? Is it going to be available on the Marketplace?
Yes.
Is it now?
Yes, I just signed up for a Marketplace account. So once I get approved, I'll put it on the Marketplace.
And what's it going to be called?
It's Flickr for Windows Phone
7. Just no manners. Charles Torrey, no manners. There's many other ways he could have walked. What were you saying?
Yeah, it's just going to be Flickr for Windows Phone 7.
Flickr for Windows Phone 7. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Let's
bring up the next developer. All right, next up we've got Sako Salavara. Sako, where are you from?
Finland.
From Finland?
Yeah.
Okay, and how did you end up here at the PDC?
Well, we made a couple of games for Windows Phone.
Okay.
And then somebody at Microsoft just decided to invite me here. And, well, I came.
Hey, free trip, right?
Yeah.
Not bad. So, you're not a professional game developer. You're a student. How many games have you developed?
I don't know the current number, but around 10 personally.
Really? How did you start developing?
Oh, we have this game development school, so we actually make games the whole time.
Great. So you do this as part of your curriculum at school?
Yeah, we get the curriculum by developing games, actually.
That's awesome. What school do you go to?
Kajaani, University of Applied Sciences.
Nice. Very cool. So let's talk about your game. Talk about it. Tell me what it is.
Well, Hand of Bob, in short, is a first-person Godzilla game.
Okay.
Where you literally walk on the screen of the phone and destroy anything that comes your way.
Okay, and are you destroying it? Are you throwing fire at it or smashing it with your tail?
No, it's the game character is actually your hand that's on the screen.
Okay.
And you actually kick the buildings down and throw cars at them and
Excellent. And this is all for Windows Phone 7. Is this the first app you developed for Windows Phone 7?
I'm not sure if it's the first. We have three that we published as soon as we got there.
And when you say we, do you mean your class?
Well, yeah, class or company. We have 30 developers, so we have a bunch.
Nice. And you're all students?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very cool. And I know that you've developed this, the one that we're talking about. What's the name of it again?
The Hand of Bob, Herbert, among friends.
Okay, and but you've got some other games. Didn't you develop some other games for Windows Phone?
Yeah, we have 10 games coming before Christmas.
Great, awesome. Well, thank you so much. All right, next up we've got Julian Dolan, who also is a student. Where do you go to school?
Hello, I go to Supinfo French School.
Nice. And so you were invited to come to the PDC?
Yes, we participate to a challenge in France, like American Idol, you know?
Oh, great.
With Steve Ballmer, and we are invited here.
Nice. So Steve Ballmer was one of the judges on the panel of judges.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. And you were there winners in the American Idol?
I'm not the winners, but I make an i5 to Steve Ballmer, so it was wonderful.
That's awesome. That's great. Not many people get the opportunity to sort of directly show their apps to the big guy, Mr. Bomber. So that's awesome. Let's talk about your app. What did you show him?
My application, it's called Her Head.
Her Head?
Her Head, yes. Okay. And Her Head.
Ahead. A-H-E-A-D. Ahead. Okay, go ahead.
So Her Head allows us to manage project, task, etc. And the back office is on Azure, so you can find your data everywhere, anytime, everywhere.
Wow. And is this the first app for Windows Phone 7 that you developed?
Yes, it's the first app. Yeah.
How did you find using the tools?
I think the tools are very good, but it missed a lot of controls, I think.
You think so?
Yes.
So maybe they'll make some updates to them.
Yes.
Okay, great. And can you show us your app?
Yes.
Great, let's take a look.
So you can see Her Head. It's an application who allows us to manage tasks. Mm-hmm. You can see instantly all tasks of each day of the week.
Okay.
And you can have project, task, time tracking, expenses, and a lot of stuff like this, you know, like task, with urgent task, normal task. Okay, I check it because it's done, so it's on Azure after that.
Oh, nice. Very cool. All right, and last but certainly not least, we've got Rodrigue Hajar, another student. What school do you go to?
Campus ID.
Where's that?
In south of France.
Nice. How is the south of France these days?
Right now, I think it's raining. But
it's raining?
Usually it's sunny. And
I heard Brad Pitt and Angelina took up home there for a while.
Yes, they did.
Did you bump into them?
No, but I know which hospital they went to for their
You
kids.
Do? Yeah. Oh, my God, we're still going to have to talk later. Okay, right. but first we're going to talk about his app. Tell me about it.
It's called D-Day. It's a social application. So every day you receive a good deed to do.
A good deed?
Yeah.
Like help an old lady across the street?
Example, yeah.
Okay.
And you have points, and you share it with your friends, and you have rankings.
Interesting. And is this, and I actually am tasked with doing good deeds, or is it deeds within a game?
No, it's deeds proposed by users, okay? So we have to accept them. And you have facts.
That's so beautiful. It's like pay it forward.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, let's take a look at it.
All right. Okay. So here's today's deed. I have to feed a homeless person, and it would
plenty here in Seattle.
15 points. So I'd click on it, I'd touch it. I mean, and you have a description about this deed, like facts uh-huh. about a homeless person here, and who of my friends did this.
Uh huh.
Okay. So.
And can anyone submit or suggest a deed, a good deed?
Yeah, anyone can submit a deed, but we have to validate it.
This is so cool. I really like this one.
And here's the activity feed, the ranking, and here's how I'd add a deed. And then you can add alerts. I don't have internet here, but you can add alerts on a map. Let's say here there's a restaurant that needs re-innovation.
Uh-huh.
And people around you can see it, or associations can
so
see it.
So would it be, does it have Bing Maps integration where you can sort of say where you are in the world?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I love it. This is awesome. And what are some other examples of deeds that have been suggested?
So far, it's not in the marketplace, but I'm preparing it. And so far, I only put four.
Put four. This is great. So it's going to be called D-Day, and it will be available at US launch?
No. In January it will be.
In January. Yes. I love this. Was this your original idea?
Yes, yes.
This is so good. Okay, everyone, get on there. Start start doing good deeds. Would hosting this interview be a good deed?
Well, what?
Don't worry about it. All right, that's a wrap from some of the students here at PDC 2010 at Microsoft.